How do you sustain and inspire leaners, lovers and lookers while you are looking for leaders? You can't be everywhere all the time with everybody. Especially when you have many other things you need to devote time to in your life. So, it's important to find at least some great leaders in your team as soon as you can. Otherwise, you'll be trying to carry a big unmotivated blob on your back. And that's enough to put a dent in any leader's motivation. One way to engage many people is via your own team meetings. There are many factors to consider about team meetings, such as: how often should you run such meetings? Their duration? Their content and format? And so on. In regard to such things, you may be able to pick up some valuable hints and tips from your connector or other people in the CC running successful team meetings. Following are some tips that may help you run team meetings that are inspiring, fun, and have a great atmosphere. 1. Rapid growth makes for more exciting team meetings. Let's say you ran a monthly team meeting, and each month there are a lot more people. And you recognize the people who are introducing people. This kind of growth helps create an exciting atmosphere, and can inspire those who are not very proactive to become contribute more than they currently are. 2. Consider combining multiple groups occasionally. Where you have multiple groups in your team conducting team meetings, it works to occasionally mix it up by combining all groups into a larger meeting. 3. Do you have people in your team who could speak on relevant, interesting topics? It's great if the speaker you choose can engage the audience and make the meeting interactive. It's also good to consider inviting other leaders from the CC to speak for your group. 4. Encourage the right behavior by recognizing team members who have accomplished small things. People love to be recognized for what they have achieved. So you could, for example, recognize those that have introduced someone to their team. You could also recognize people that have invited their first person to a CC intro session. It's always good to encourage people to give good news stories around network building and advocacy. Ask those who have broken through barriers or overcome limiting beliefs to describe how they did it. Ensure that you only give people a few minutes to speak or the time will evaporate. 5. Encourage the quieter personalities to contribute. It's easy for extrovert personalities to dominate the meeting, leaving little time for the less dominant members to contribute. Following are some other ways you can engage with members of your team that you are working with. 1. Build trust through facilitated introductions. During the onboarding process, you are often reminded of people who would be great connections for the person you are onboarding. This really helps build trust with those you are onboarding and shows them how they may be able to help others. 2. Encourage people to attend one of our weekly Results Accelerator meetings. These meetings are really effective and inspiring. They can help your team members become known and advocated for. You should be setting the example by regularly attending so that you can authentically promote them to your team. You can find out when the Results Accelerator meetings occur by referring to the What's On calendar in the Builder's menu. 3. Consider the special interest groups promoted by the CC. Various members of the CC host special groups that you could consider promoting to some of your team members. 4. Individual coaching. Consider where your team members are spending their time. Many people claim a lack of time as the reason for not doing essential network building tasks. In many cases, a closer examination of where they are spending time indicates that they are investing time networking within the CC rather than network building. Although activities such as consistently reaching out to others on LinkedIn can be boring compared with meeting the other great people already in the CC, it is important for your team members to expand their own networks and contribute them to the greater CC team. Sometimes, it's good to have a coaching session where you just ask questions that help your team members come to their own conclusions. Regular coaching and accountability sessions can also be invaluable to help discover what might be holding your team members back from achieving the great results they could be achieving.